Now, a discussion of Afghanistan's election crisis. Presidential candidates Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani have stopped participating in the UN-supervised audit of June's disputed runoff election, further complicating Afghanistan's fragile political transition. Abdullah had won the first round of the election in April, but preliminary tallies showed that Ghani finished ahead of Abdullah in the June runoff. Both claim to have won the election. VOA's Carol Castiel speaks with two nodal experts on Afghan politics. Lisa Curtis is a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation's Asia Studies Center, and Ambassador Omar Samad, former Afghan ambassador to France and Canada, currently senior Central Asia fellow at the New American Foundation. Here's Carol Castiel.
Well, Ambassador Samad, let me begin with you. We, of course, learned that Abdullah Abdullah has decided to boycott the internationally brokered audit of the disputed vote. Why did he pull out?
Well, it's a story, as cumbersome as it sounds, that started out in April after the first round of elections in Afghanistan. And it was very clear to many in Afghanistan, including Abdullah's team, that after the runoff in June, major fraud had taken place in Afghanistan. And after some analysis of the situation and after investigating and providing evidence that was on hand, the international community through the United Nations, as well as later the U.S. government through Secretary of State John Kerry, to some extent agreed with Abdullah's assertion that fraud had taken place. And so a mechanism was put in place to rectify this problem. It seems that he's still not satisfied with the mechanism and the way this is happening and taking place.
Indeed. So the problem was addressed, but he's still dissatisfied with this UN brokered audit. Lisa Curtis, how do you see this latest turn of events, you know, just days before this slated inauguration, which is obviously going to be postponed for a few more days? But why did Abdullah just, again, withdraw his observers? What are his demands?
Well, look, I think Dr. Abdullah has reason to be angry. It does look like fraud likely took place in the second round of elections. And if you just look at some of the numbers, for instance, the IEC, the Independent Election Commission, says that there were 8 million valid votes in the second round compared to only 6.6 million votes in the first round. And most of the new voting came from the eastern provinces of Khost and Paktika. And there, it looks like they're recording, you know, many more women voters, which seems suspicious because this is a very conservative area. Women are generally not voting in these areas. So there's a lot of suspicions surrounding these new numbers that have come up with the second round. So I think while he has reason to be angry, he also has to think about the future of Afghanistan. And the fact is, this is a UN-supervised recount, and there are international observers involved in this. So it does have some credibility to it. It's not as if it's being fully conducted by Afghan leaders. So I think, you know, whereas one can understand his anger, we have to see some compromise with the situation and living up to the agreement that Secretary Kerry brokered between the two leaders, which was essentially that whatever the results were from the recount, there would be a unity government in which the loser would basically serve as a chief executive. So I think that is what they should be moving toward.
We're turning to you, Ambassador Samad, to talk about this unity government. To what extent does the boycott of the audit by Abdullah, and of course we know that Ghani's observers also withdrew so that it would have the parity, although the audit will go on, presumably, to what extent does this boycott now affect this U.S. brokered agreement that calls for Ghani and Abdullah to share power?
You see, the U.S. brokered agreement has two facets. One is technical, one is political. The political track is ongoing. There has been no change in trying to figure out how to share power and how to put together a government of national unity. But on the technical side, there are still some issues. It is unclear for Abdullah's side, for example, as to what the terms and criteria for invalidating bad ballots constitute. And secondly, Secretary of State Kerry and his agreement are somewhat broad in scope. They do not really get to the nitty-gritty of trying to figure out what's a good ballot and what's a bad ballot. But for the Afghans, it does really matter to an extent as to whether a ballot is valid or not. And how do you differentiate between those and what do you do with it? Do you just look at it or do you then try to figure out whether it was part of stuffing or whether it was part of ballots that whose numbers in a box were altered? A lot of different things have happened and have raised suspicions. And I think that on one hand, one needs to make sure that the process moves forward and we end up with a credible result. On the other hand, we do not want to empower someone in Afghanistan who would not have the kind of credibility and legitimacy that is required in order to govern effectively. It is very important for everyone to realize that effective governance in Afghanistan not only means sharing power because of Afghanistan's conditions today, but it also means that the Afghan people, those who voted, those who took the risk to go, men and women, to a village, to a polling station, were under attack by the Taliban, that their vote at the end of the day did count.
Turning back to you, Lisa Curtis, to what extent do you think this boycott of the UN-supervised audit by Abdullah will affect the unity government plans? I mean, are the two interrelated? You know, this is the question.
It's certainly difficult to know at this stage. It certainly is a negative development that Dr. Abdullah has pulled out his observers from the recount process. But we don't know exactly what the strategy or the plans are moving forward. Look, both Dr. Abdullah and Dr. Ashraf Ghani have good reputations. They have interacted with Western leaders. They want what's best for Afghanistan. So one would hope that they would be able to come to some kind of compromise solution ultimately. So whether or not Dr. Abdullah is bargaining for more powers, if he believes that, in fact, Dr. Ghani will win the election after the UN recount, and he's trying to bargain for more power as this chief executive position, which is part of the Kerry brokered agreement, I think that's unclear right now. But I think when all is said and done, that both leaders need to see that if one of them tries to cheat the other one out of some kind of power in this unity government, that both stand to lose.
Lisa Curtis is a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation's Asian Studies Center. She and Ambassador Omar Samad, former Afghan ambassador to France and Canada, currently the senior Central Asia Fellow at the New American Foundation, both appearing on the VOA program Encounter with host Carol Castiel. You can hear their entire conversation at our website, voanews.com, and look under the Programs tab for Encounter.